My guest today is realtor Mary Wykes, and she's based out of North Potomac, Rockville, Maryland area, just a 40-minute train ride from Washington, D.C. And I saw on a national news program they were celebrating her being 100 years old. I don't know if she's got the record of being the oldest active realtor in the world, but we're going to give her that designation today. So Mary, I mentioned that I call you. Every time I call you, you pick up your phone, but you were always busy. The first time I called you, you were at some function. I tried to get you to do the interview last Monday, and you had plans. You sound like you're busier than I am.
Well, I try to keep busy. I live alone, and I like to entertain because my hearing is not fantastic. So in restaurants, I have a little bit of difficulty. So I always tell my friends I'd rather cook or bake and have them come to my dining room table. But I am busy. I love to play bridge, and I often play bridge at least once a week. And on one of the TV shows, the man that was doing it actually brought his photographer to my bridge foursome in the senior center in Gaithersburg and took photos of me playing bridge and interviewed me there. And one of the bridge players was a good client whose houses I had just sold this year, two of them. So he interviewed her to see what kind of an agent I was for her. So anyway,
well,
I've had a lot of fun.
You said you first got your real estate license at age 54, so that's 46 years ago. And how long have I been a realtor? 37 years. So you're at 46 years, and I imagine you keep past clients. Maybe you've ended up selling your clients' children homes.
Well, that occasionally happens, and I am a realtor emeritus, which I obtained when I was a realtor for 40 years. So I really enjoy that status. And the main thing I love about keeping my real estate license is the friendships. I have so many dear friends in the office, and we get together frequently. So that's part of the fun. Since I've been widowed, it's a big part of my life to have the friendships from real estate.
I didn't do the math, but you got your license maybe in the 1970s? Whatever.
Yes.
And so I
think it was 1979.
Okay. I got my license in 1988. So we were both doing paper and the triplicate. And then we both watched how we got into computers. And how did you acclimate to the change of technology? Okay.
Well, it's been a challenge, and I frequently tell people on the other end of the line that I'm technologically challenged, but I muddle along. I remember when my broker said, everybody has to have an iPhone, and of course, I had one of the flip phones, I believe, at that time. So that changed my life when I got an iPhone. And I've frequently had to ask our help desk for help with my computer when we have to change passwords, but I manage. Today, I did quite a few searches for the client that came by. He wants to look at an investment property and a rental and possibly a change of residences from a colonial to a rambler. So I've spent quite a bit of time on the MLS.
I think, real estate is more about relationships and knowledge. And so if you're a little technologically challenged with doing certain items, I'm sure your clients can live with that, and you can always get help if you need in terms of you know, electronic signature and that kind of thing? Do you get through that? Or
right.
Yeah. Now, yeah. My guest, Mary Wykes, with Long and Foster, the largest private broker by volume in the country, pretty impressive, and in the second by units, and she's under the umbrella of Home Services of America, which is, so is Berkshire Hathaway. So, the unrelated to real estate, you were born in 1925, May 13th. Where were you born?
Elgin, Illinois. My father was a dairy farmer near Chicago in northern Illinois. And since these TV segments, I've had a call from a broker in Elgin, Illinois, which I thought was kind of amazing. He had no idea, of course, that I was born there. And when my mother died and I cleaned out her desk, I found the receipt from the hospital stay when she delivered me, and she owed the hospital $10, if you can imagine, in 1925. Bread was 13 cents a loaf. Houses were $2,000. I mean, prices were just amazing. But so was the salary. I remember my dad had a man working for him for $1 a day and board and room.
Isn't that remarkable?
Changed.
So how long before you moved out of Illinois? How old were you?
Let's see. Probably about 30, 35.
Okay.
We moved to San Antonio, Texas, and stayed there for 6 years, and happened to be there when President Kennedy was shot, and we had seen him on the podium at the School of Aerospace Medicine, where my husband was working as a scientist. And all of the employees were invited to come and hear President Kennedy speak. And we were seated in folding chairs out on the grounds in front of the school. And Vice President Johnson was on the podium with him, and of course, his home was Johnson City, just 30 miles from San Antonio, and we remarked afterwards that Vice President Johnson was not even introduced in his home state and near his home, because the blood between the Kennedys and President Johnson was not great. And then the next day, he was president of the United States after Kennedy was shot.
Mary?
So I'll never forget that.
Mary, that is an amazing story. We're out of time, so I have to say goodbye. And I just can't believe that you just came up with the most amazing story to share. I wish we had more time. My guest has been Mary Wykes, a 100-year-old realtor with Long and Foster out of Maryland area. Thanks so much for joining me, Mary. It was a pleasure getting to know you.
Thank you, Mark. I hope I'll have a chance to see you in person someday, okay?
I'd like that. I'd like to come to one of your parties, and I'll give you $10 to reimburse your mother.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Okay, bye for now. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God, what a sweetheart. We just lost time. Stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.